this, like, abandoned house or whatever that is on this street, at least I assume it, I mean, there can't be anyone living there, because the lawn is now just, like, 2.5 feet high. It's kind of cool. Pork buns on the street. It's a real fucking shame. Street pork buns seem like the best part about going to someplace like Hong Kong, I would assume. I don't know. I've never been to Hong Kong. I don't know if Hong Kong is big on the pork buns. One would assume. But maybe that's, a narrow-minded, view on my part, I guess. I'm gonna go to the gas station. I'm gonna buy an energy beverage, some kind of food-like substance. I don't know. I'm like, kind of want to get trail mix, but I don't think I'm gonna get trail mix. I'll look at the trail mix and think about it. Maybe get some kind of, you know, fibrous protein bar. I don't think I'll get beef jerky. I've got beef jerky at home, so I've been getting, and my jerky needs have been met, so I don't necessarily need to pay gas station prices for beef jerky. Some combos. Oh. I mean, I feel like, you know, it's a little, maybe it's a little early in the morning for bugles or combos. I don't really know what's happened. Making noises over here. It's a full hour. It's me in the car making mouth noises, just, you know, like a zzz, you know, whoop whoop, you know. You know what I mean? All right. Gas station. I should really wash my gas. You know, there's a car wash place right here. I should kind of clean all the road off this car after driving it to SoCal and back. It's got some grime. Anyway, I'll be back. Huey. Oh, yeah, so I turned on the Mixlr beta. They said it would be better for people on mobile. I don't know if that's true or not. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure they would be, I'm sure they would love to hear your feedback as long as it's not, man, that sucks. You know, as long as you got something to say. I'm typing. I'm live on the internet. Up in my car. Post. That Luftrausers coupon showed up for people that own Nuclear Throne, I think. Light. Can't stop me. Can't stop me. So you guys see that Call of Duty stuff? I guess they're announcing the game formally on Sunday. Like the next Game Informer cover, and they posted some image of a dude in what looks like some kind of exoskeleton suit. So, sure, I don't know. Like, I was looking at there's like a scrambled up teaser image on Activision's site that I was looking at and looking at it thinking like, that just kind of looks like a robot suit. Like a low slung chain gun style laser cannon rail gun looking thing and a bulky kind of robot suit. Like I was just looking at it going like, that, are they just making Titanfall? Like what's going on? So, like that other screenshot, looks like some dudes with some guns in some kind of futuristic armor. So, alright. Hey, don't merge into me, motherfucker. Get your fucking bullshit SUV bullshit out of here. What the fuck? I'm rolling hard in my Denali. Fuck you. I don't know. It's, you know, personally, I've been cooling on Call of Duty for the past few years now, you know? Just, it's just a game I play slightly less of every year, you know? And the changes are interesting in some ways and less interesting in others from year to year and all that, but... I don't know. It's sometimes I wonder, you think about, like, well, what could they do to, like, really get me back on board? Like, the kind of lapsed Call of Duty fan that, like, I look at it and go, like, this is well made, you know? Like, this, a lot of the things you're doing here are smart and all that sort of stuff, but, I just don't necessarily want to devote myself to the multiplayer in those games the way that I did, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever. 7 years ago, I guess. But I'm always very interested in those games when they get announced. You know, I'm always, like, very curious to see what they're trying to do this year to differentiate themselves from the past and try to, you know, try to keep their players excited and all that sort of stuff. Even if, you know, I go on to not necessarily play a ton of the game, like, I still just find those games fascinating. Like, it's got to be a really hard development problem in some ways. I'm just like, well, we've got this thing that is has been super, super, super popular. How do we keep it there? And, like, the right answer is, like, you can't. Not forever. But, you know, watching them improve on a formula and then getting to that point where they're just kind of changing things for the sake of changing things and all that. It's a very interesting process. Like, the stuff where it's like, okay, here's the stuff we know we can change. Here's the stuff that if we changed, too many people would be pissed off. We run the risk of alienating the people that do still really like the game. I just wonder how well Ghosts did for them. Like, I can't imagine it's doing all that well. I'm sure there are plenty of people playing it and all that. You'll be able to find a game for, you know, some time to come when you play multiplayer, but I was left with the impression that it didn't seem like it was, you know, doing especially well, you know, that it was like, hey, this is the game that's turned it around, or, you know, this is, everyone's happy, and all that. Sometimes just like, at some point, you're just like, dude, you should have put headquarters in here. What are you doing? I look back on it now, I still think, it'll seem obvious to say it at this point, but Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, those were some fucking games. I think Black Ops is also really good, obviously. It's, but I think by the time Black Ops came out, you know, you'd already got to that point where, like, you know, I've played a bunch of these, and I, you know, like, I see what you're doing, like, you're doing smart stuff, and it's a lot of fun, but, at some point, you're still making a Call of Duty game, and that can't. The whole shooter space is just not what it used to be, you know? I don't know, whatever. I'm sure we're talking instead of, like, looking at sales and engagement numbers and all the fucking actual key points that you would look at to go, like, what is up with the genre? But just in terms of just, like, zeitgeist and people talking and all that sort of stuff, I mean, you know, like, not a lot of big, widespread conversation about those games the way there used to be. You know, even something like Titanfall, like, came out, got reviewed, and it's like, okay, yep. You know, Battlefield's obviously very big, too, you know, but those communities have become communities for those games. It's, you know, and naturally they would, but like, the mainstream conversation is not about playing and loving those games. The kind of wider conversation that you have when people are talking about cross-genre and are not just, like, shooter guys or shooter girls and all that sort of stuff. Like, by and large, it's about how broken Battlefield is. Will Titanfall live up to the hype? And Call of Duty is dead, and, you know, like, those are all kind of boring conversations in their own way, but, you know, everyone wanted to know about Titanfall because it was coming out on a new, you know, because it's an interesting story, it's a very interesting story, you know, it's like, here are the guys that, you know, make Call of Duty leaving to make their own kind of competitor to the game they used to make, like, that's an interesting story, the lawsuit stuff made that, you know, like, raised the stakes on the interest on that. Then you had it, you know, coming out on a new console and being exclusive to one console. So it's like, okay, is this gonna sell a bunch of Xbox Ones? Is this gonna be a big deal? And there are just a billion stories around Titanfall that were interesting to follow, depending on who you were and what you're into. And then the game came out, and you're like, yeah, this, you know what? This is extremely well made. You know, with the exception of maybe the campaign, which I understand is maybe a little hard to play already, because there aren't a ton of people playing it, so you can't always get into the matches you need to get into to complete those matches, so they'll have to figure that out, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I think I want something bigger out of a shooter these days, I think. You know, I wish that, like, Borderlands was better, and Borderlands is a good game. It's great, you know. Borderlands 1 was fantastic. It just had really rotten boss fights. Like, astoundingly, like, just from a design point, you're like, why can I just stand here and shoot and kill the rack hive? And why can I hide behind this thing and shoot the vault, whatever the final boss, like, alien space vagina thing, whatever that was. Even Cromorax was like, okay, I need to fall off right here and shoot, and then, you know, like, they're just... It just felt like you were exploiting the game to do that stuff. And then Borderlands 2, I think, you know, like, they didn't do enough when it came to, like, expanding, like, the mechanics and systems of that game. Like, the gun manufacturers thing I thought was interesting and kind of giving them kind of more defined characteristics and stuff. Like, that's a cool idea. But it was still just like, get your guns, get your shields, go. I don't know. And then the writing I thought was, you know, obviously way worse. For me, when it comes to Borderlands, like, I when I think about the future of Borderlands, like, I don't necessarily want, like, a half step, like, a, you know, the pre-sequel thing. I bet, you know, it's got a shot of being really cool and all that, but it's, like, when I think about the future of Borderlands, I think about something, like, more ambitious, you know, like, larger, like, you know, maybe get a slightly higher player count in there, just for kicks, if you can. I don't know how much that would make a difference, but for me, I think about, like, put a crafting system in, give people armor, so that they can then craft armor, and, you know, you have all sorts of modifiers on armor. But, like, you know, they're making a really solid first-person Diablo. You know, it's Hellgate London done fun, right? Like, in terms of the structure of Borderlands, I don't know what I would actually do there. You know, like, the world and kind of how they lay out their quests and stuff. I mean, because, you know, you think about it, like, you know, it is directly comparable to something like Diablo. And I think that stuff is pretty well realized and enjoyable. Maybe fewer fetch quests, you know, fewer, like, hunting drops, maybe. Skills were what turned you off Borderlands 2. Yeah, I think the character classes in the first game were better. Absolutely. Like, that turret you could throw in Borderlands 1 was just so much fucking better than anything in Borderlands 2. I'm sure they felt they had to mix it up, you know, just to add something new, and also, you know, like, the thing that was closest to that class in Borderlands 2 was, seemed like it was slightly less survivable, which makes sense. You know, you get that turret in the first game spec'd out the right way with, you know, like, oh, healing radius and all this other shit. Like, you know, you're just, at some point in Borderlands 1, you are fucking invincible. But that's not necessarily a bad thing, and, you know, there's, like, endgame raid-style stuff they could do to challenge those players, too, and I don't know. I obsessively played Borderlands 1 and really liked it, and then two ended up being a well-made letdown for me. Yeah, well, can't win them all, I guess. But yeah, that's a franchise I would love to see. Like, I would love to, like, fall in love with a Borderlands game. Like, have it come out and just be fucking killer across the board. You know, just well-written, just great-looking, you know, all that. And that pre-sequel that they announced just doesn't seem like that game to me. Just from the setting and some of the stuff they're doing. And maybe it's a little unfair, but it's hard not to look at, like, oh, they're outsourcing development to Australia. That's, you know, Gearbox isn't even doing it themselves, it's not coming to new consoles, like, this isn't the real Borderlands sequel. Defiance is going free to play? Oh, yeah! Briefly thought about reinstalling that a couple of weeks ago. Like, oh, maybe I should check in on Defiance. See what's up in Defiance. And then, you know, I held steady for a little bit, and the feeling passed, and everything went on normally. It's a concerted effort by these satellite radio stations to make me listen to U2 today, and I ain't having it.
Good for Weddings. Also, Party 360 with Dave Kendall. Two nights from now, Friday night, 9 p.m. East. Nonstop party jams from the 80s. Here's the Stranglers on First.
What? Nonstop party jams? I fucking love party jams. Like this one. That's a party jam. This is the ultimate party jam. I don't care what kind of party you're having. You having a birthday party? Crocodile Rock. You having like a bar mitzvah? Crocodile Rock. You go to a wedding? Crocodile Rock. Funeral? Crocodile Rock. Are you making some kind of edgy movie and you need to have an upbeat song playing while something nightmarish happens to someone? A la Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction? Perhaps look into Crocodile Rock. hentai tentacle rape scenes set to crocodilerock.com. Just throwing that out there. So many songs of the 70s are so dumb. I guess that's, you could say that about any decade, really. I mean, let's not. There's something about the 70s stuff that is just somehow more earnest. Like, they probably meant it. Something simple like your rock and roll fantasy. No one writes songs about rock and roll anymore. I wrote a rock and roll song about a rock and roll song.
God's name is going on in here.
Sirius XM. Beginnings on 8.
I heard a rock.
Home of the original VJs.
Party jams we got. I like a little Scandal, but oh, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Now that's a party jam. Turn that fucking shit off. Oh, well, this song literally has party in the title. And it's a radio edit, so we're even, it's even better.
Woo! Kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. The old man say you're stupid. You be like, so I love my baby mama. I never let her go. I'm tired of we wanna go on. That don't belong to them. What's wrong with them? Get up my real, like my man's in them. Who get it all? Shrimp for the hands with them. Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
You all are going to make me act a fool up in here, up in here.
Down rings, the heaviest curse to hang. No more talk, put him in the dirt stand. You keep up, that you're trying to end up in. If I end up bad, I end up dead. You use a soft type, fake up dog type. It's like a soft fight. Dog blood, thicker than water. We done been through the mud and we drink at the slaughter. The bigger the body, the more we want out. When the finish, everybody come out. When the body burn out.
sun in, the sun out. I'ma keep out. Running his mouth, I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, he's about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Oh, some old man fishing. Grandma wishing your soul's at rest, but it's hard to digest the sound of the hole in your chest. Y'all gon' make me lose
my mind. It's a good point, actually.
Up in here, y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here, y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here, y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here,
one,
two, leave me outside, leave me outside.
This part of the song seems like a little unnecessary.
Sirius XM.
Yeah, we got DMX and we got Faith Hill. You know, shit from the first decade of the 2000s. Colon the station. Fuck this song. Not really interested in a radio edit of this song.
I've been sipping, it's the only thing that's keeping me on fire, keeping me on fire. To me, the feeling like the heart of my entire life. I've been driving watermelon. I want you to cut it right down. Right now. Can't keep your eyes off my bed, daddy, I want you.
That's accurate. We do be all night. It's true. Guitar thing. You can rap over that. Right. I think the song's about fucking. No? basically saying, I'm Prince. That's me. I'm Prince. We are all Prince. Today we are all Prince. Fork written up the oral history of 38 Special yet? Who's writing that story? What is that, Vice? Is Vice doing that? Guys, 38 Special was pretty dope in retrospect. In retrospect, maybe they were pretty fucking awesome. I don't know. Like in their own weird way. Maybe 38 Special was fucking amazing. I can't decide. Sacrifice, but then what the fuck is? Turn this fucking shit up, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Creed is on. Hey, person next to me on the Golden Gate Bridge, I'm fucking ripping it up over here because Creed is on, bro. Fuck yeah. Nope. Can't even joke about it. Can't even joke about it. It's that bad.
Thank you.
precisely the type of noise that I'm a sucker for. Another dumb electronic noise to it. Slightly arrhythmic. Syncopated. Alright. Alright, you lost me.
Take a second to listen. Fool, you think this record is dissing, but put yourself in my position. Just try to envision witnessing your
Eminem had a hard childhood, you guys. I don't know if you know. It was rough for him. He had a rough time. He had a rough go of it as a kid. He had a whole thing. That's problems growing up. Had some issues as a youth, and rough for Eminem as a kid. You guys.
Well, guess what? I am dead. Dead to you as can be. I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you.
And he's gonna kill his wife, also.
But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs, but he keeps on forgetting.
This is some crazy shit.
Shade 45.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment.
If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified everywhere, ain't got a printed resume. Take out, talk crazy, I pull up underlay. R.P. to Nate, dog, I had to regulate.
Public service announcement. Why my wrist nigga that man? Fire ass nigga. Make up!
Bro, nigga stand to the left, to the left. My wrist nigga stand to the right.
Take it right.
Lil mama Ziggy looking at me.
Nope.
Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You from around the way.
Half man, half amazing. Did you get decent? Well, I mean, this is a remix, so it's a little, it's different, but... Back on the street like I'm out on furlough. That club and taste of spade bubbling. Drinking from the bottle, who the fuck need a bucket? Killing the block, multiple whips. So I'm killing the roof like Mike Vick, yeah. It's coming for .com. In case y'all forgot, New York is still mine, I get it.
I wouldn't want to be outside of the bubble on this one. Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
I run New York.
Yo, check this out, this ASAP Rocky.
I will check this out, ASAP Rocky. We
discover new music like this.
Is there actual new music from the Roots? Is it just one of those Jimmy Fallon, Justin Timberlake, we're gonna rap a bunch things?
Lights, camera, chemical reaction. My order was killer couture, denim assassin. Dude's bag, just another dude's rag. Trying to get ahead on some brand new wave shit for your entertainment, man.
Yeah.
Number four, you don't back the fuck up and get the fuck off the floor. Yeah. Tycoon was taking over as soon as we hit the door. Yeah. You hit the door when we coming in and you going home. Yeah. You really didn't get even stop us because they know.
A D12 Lil Jon collabo that you've been requesting. Finally got it out. Finally got it on.
We just open savings and loans. And we don't need to prove tonight, homie. We brought our own. Grab whatever you sipping on and let's get it on.
I'm going to grab what I'm sipping. Okay, I grab what I'm sipping on. Yes. I mean, this is 24 ounce, so... Yep, you got a crunk, all right.
Depending on mood or depth of bass, I don't really know, but somebody said some musical rhythm can mess with your head. I don't know if it's true.
Back here. Listen. This is some of my least favorite type of electronic music. Stylistically, it's... All right. I mean, that was
Armin Van Buren's A State of Trance.
Whatever bullshit show thing he does. Toto Solo.
First, this is Carrie, baby.
It's A.G. Cook, Hannah Diamond, Blog Radio.
What? Oh, why do these other cars exist? Tell me, Screedy Politi. It's just a fun band name to say. Hey, we're going to the Screedy Politi show.
When I first saw her, just after you saw her, I tried to speak, but you wouldn't let me. That's when I knew that you'd forget me. Get me? We went home that night, had a great time.
These are dope rhymes.
Such a nice present, but it felt like the past. There for a while, but it happened so fast.
So those sick flows.
So how's it going? I haven't heard much about you in a while. I haven't heard much about her in a while. Kind of curious, but I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Nope, wait, I just got way into this.
Basically, I'm over it. I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. Basically, I'm over it. I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. Basically, I'm over it. I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess it doesn't really matter. Basically, I'm over it.
SK wanting that sample around like that doesn't necessarily... isn't my favorite, but...
Listen to SiriusXMU's blog radio when you want. Go to SiriusXM.com/on-demand for details.
All right, theoretically, I could get into a song called Fuck Diamond. They're taking the kind of classic form of just kind of underplayed beats and then just kind of randomly cooing sexy lady voice. It's an effective combo. I mean, it worked, you know, they do it for a reason. Chili Peppers. They're not boring. They're funky. It's like punk and funk together.
Oh,
that's the most of the Smiths that I can listen to without violating a contract I signed to never, ever listen to the Smiths. You're backing into this space, huh? Okay. All right, I'm here at work, finally. So, I'm going to go handle my business. Handle my motherfucking business, you know what I'm saying? You guys handle yours. And I'll see you guys later. Bye.